Welcome back to part two. Now, good evening. I'm Bill Bailey, 1984 Meatloaf lookalike regional winner. And so that's nearly the end of the show. Any questions at this stage? Mr. Pedantic, any questions from you?
Are there any beards in the room?
Beg pardon?
Are there any beards in the room?
Are there any beards in the room? Have we covered that?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's you and me. We seem to have jumped on the record there. We seem to have gone back there to the beards. We're stuck. Let it go, man. Let it go. You know, the whole beard thing.
I brought it up.
I thought we dealt with it. We put it to bed, man. Listen, don't keep going on about the whole beard thing. It's not a beard at all. It's a tiny little South American mammal I've trained. It's crouched very, very still. Right. So that's, we've dealt with that. Any other business?
Palestine and Israel.
Beg pardon?
Palestine and Israel.
Yes. Yeah, let's keep it light, shall we? Let's keep it light. Yes. The Northern Ireland question. Well, I don't know. So there we go. Excellent work. Well, I am Bill Bailey, and what I'd like to do now is, well, what I'd like to do now is have a nice cup of tea and lie down in a darkened room, but I can't do that. Anyway, three blokes go into a pub. You know, you've heard it. It's actually God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And it was a theme pub, and the theme of the pub was uncertainty. Nobody knew how much anything costs, what they're doing there, or what they do when they leave. It's basically like an ordinary pub. So they go up to the bar, get a couple of beers, and the barman says, anything for the Holy Spirit? And God says, no, he's ineffable. He's a manifestation of a conceptual entity. And the barman says, what, just orange juice? And he said, yeah. So the Holy Spirit goes off to play a game of pinball. And it's a pinball, one of those film tie-ins, and it's the pinball version of The Remains of the Day. And you've got to get three balls in the butler's hat to light the pre-war idealism of the left-wing aristocracy. Very difficult game. And then God recognises the barman. He says, wait a minute, you're Werner Heisenberg, aren't you? The German scientist, inventor of the uncertainty theorem. And Heisenberg says, yeah, that is right. Imagine me, a German, embracing uncertainty. The exquisite irony is not lost on me. God said, yeah, right, yeah. Heisenberg said, as a young man, I crave precision in all things. I wanted to know the size and dimension of everything in the known universe. At one time, I knew the atomic density of all my friends. It was a crazy time for me. But there was always one thing that eluded me, the size of a particle. To measure a particle is very difficult. You must shine light upon it, but by shining light upon it, you distort the image of the particle, making it impossible to take an accurate reading. I used smaller and smaller and smaller amounts of light, but still to no avail. Eventually, I used the smallest amount of light known to man, the glove box light. of a 1974 Austin Maxi. Still, this was too much. God said, shut up, mate, the strippers are on. But they weren't real strippers, they were metaphysical strippers. They just stripped away layers of preconception. Anyway, it was a bit later on, and, you know, God and Jesus are a bit drunk now. They're rolling around the floor. God saying, I love you. And all things. And Jesus, for a laugh, turns a very ordinary Chardonnay into quite a complex Shiraz. And then suddenly, there was a curious noise. And everyone looked round, and it was the Holy Spirit. And he got the high score. So he puts his initials up. H. S.
But that is the same as high score. So it's as if the whole thing never happened. Thank you. Cheers.